Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Beast and the Bethany by Jack Meggett Phillips, read by Barnaby Edwards. Ebenezer Tweezer was a terrible man with a wonderful life. He never went hungry because all his fridges were piled with food. He never struggled to understand long words like confibularity or pernickel ruff because he very rarely read books. There were no children or friends in his life, so he was never troubled by unpleasant noises or unwanted conversations. There were also no parties or celebrations for him to attend, so he was never hot and bothered about what he should wear. Ebenezer Tweezer didn't even have to worry about death. At the time this story begins, he was within a week of his 512th birthday. And yet, if you were to have bumped into him on the street, you would have thought him to be a young man, certainly no more than 20 years old. You might also have thought that he was quite handsome. He had short golden hair, a small nose, a soft mouth, and a pair of eyes which dazzled like diamonds in the moonlight. There was also a wonderful look of innocence about him. Sadly, looks can be deceiving. You see, at the time when this story begins, Ebenezer was about to do a very bad thing. All Ebenezer did at first was walk into a bird shop. He then waited patiently behind an impatient person at the till. The impatient person was a small, bony girl who was wearing a backpack with two stickers on it. One read, "Bethany," and the other, "Bog Off."
"I want a pet,"
said the girl to the large, pleasant bird keeper.
"What sort were you looking for?"
he asked in return.
"A frog, or a panther, ooh, or a polar bear."
"Afraid you're in the wrong place. The polar bear and panther shop is down the road, and the frog market is only open on Wednesdays. We can do you a bird, but not much else,"
explained the bird keeper. The girl reached into her backpack and pulled out a flip-flop, a half-eaten biscuit, two seashells, and a ruler which said "Property of Geoffrey" on it. She laid out all the items on the counter.
"What kind of bird will that buy me?"
asked the girl. The bird keeper looked thoughtfully at the items and did some sums in his head.
"If you give me the backpack as well, I'll give you 10 worms," he said.
The girl was very pleased with this offer. She shrugged off the backpack and handed it over. In return, the bird keeper took out 10 worms from his pocket and plopped them into her hands. The girl barged past Ebenezer and out of the shop.
"Sorry about that, Mr. Tweezer," said the bird keeper.
"How can I help?"